now batting for the Brewers Radio Network, play-by-play announcer Lane Grindle.
So my idea is, when Jacob Mizorowski pitches, what if you dressed a guy up as a wizard? Yeah. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. 101. He reached back for a little more, and he strikes out Alvarez for the second time today. You want to talk about athleticism? It's on display in the booth right now.
All right, Lane Grindle is with us from the ballpark. If you text the word watch to 855-616-1620, you can see Lane. Lane, thank you so much for making some time for us.
It is my pleasure. Great to be with you again.
I feel like we never get tired of talking about Jacob Mizorowski, and I always like your perspective on it. Can you give us some perspective now that we are through May on how historic a month it was and how special he is?
I'm not sure there's ever been a month like it, except for Christopher Sanchez has had a similar one with the Phillies. This is going to be the closest NL Pitcher of the Month award ever, and we have to put our votes in for that before the end of the day today. Sanchez didn't give up a run. Miz gave up one, but Miz kind of wins on all the other categories. He had more strikeouts. He had 11 less hits that he allowed. So, I mean, I'm biased, but I'm thinking that Miz deserves to win it. But both these guys, I mean, these are historic months. And I thought Miz's quote after the game yesterday when they asked him about his month of May, he goes, yeah, it's kind of decent. That's like the biggest understatement ever. We've never seen a month like this from a pitcher ever. And it's not just the numbers. It's you watch it in person and you see the domination. I just got done talking to Pat Murphy, and one of the questions I asked him on the pregame show was about, he goes seven scoreless, he gives up three hits, and it was almost like he didn't have his best stuff, which is just weird to say, but like he's kind of stomping at the mound. He didn't like his landing spot. Like, he is so different than anything else in baseball right now. This is a great time for pitchers in the National League. We've got some of the best in Paul Skenes, and obviously we're talking about Christopher Sanchez, and in the American League, they got Tarik Skubal, who's hurt right now, but of course he's on top of his game, and Garrett Cole's back and pitching well. Cam Schlittler's been great for the Yankees. I mean, we just go down the list. There's so many elite arms. Chris Sale with the Braves, but Miz is doing it different than anybody else is right now, and he is the talk of baseball, and when he takes the mound on the road, there is this energy because the other fans are getting their chance to see him for the first time, and it's a spectacle. There was an audible ooh when Taylor Trammell fouled a ball off yesterday in the second inning because, like, the fans were shocked that he even made contact. That's how different his stuff looks and plays right now.
Wow. Yeah, his step, I think that the clay doesn't go as far as the Miz wanted, so he kept on trying to kick the clay in front of him, he said, with that
game. So, Julie, I think it's going to be an issue that will continue. We've seen it before, and I think we'll see it again. He's just such a big kid, and his landing spot is in a different spot than the typical pitcher. And so the way the mound is manicured from one ballpark to the next, you know, he may not love his landing spot, and he's going to have to learn how to just kind of work around that because he's unique. And he did a great job with it yesterday. I mean, the fact that he didn't love his landing spot and he went seven scoreless, pretty impressive.
And who's voting? Who's voting for the best?
Do you get to vote?
Yeah.
I might. Yeah.
Oh, how did you get that? Wait, okay. So I guess Euchre used to be able to vote, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's just a couple of media members that they selected that get a vote from our group, I guess.
Oh, don't
I
be guess like I the Miz. You're a big deal.
They asked me to vote, and so I do it, yeah.
Oh, I like that a
nice.
Lot. Hey, before we let you go, I want to ask you about the guy tossing tonight, Kyle Harrison, former top prospect for the Giants, facing his old team tonight. You know, guys always say it's no big deal, it's just another game. Is there extra juice, extra motivation when you go back and you face somebody who got rid of you?
Well, Kyle's going tomorrow night, but for him, he's still going to face the Giants, and so the question remains the same. I think there probably is some juice. Maybe you say that there's not. You try to manage those emotions, but they moved him last year in the Rafael Devers trade to Boston, and then he spent a little bit of time in Boston. Now he ends up with Milwaukee, and he's found his home. And I think that for sure you want to go show that organization that maybe didn't give up on you. I don't think that happened at all. They used him as a big trade piece to get a big bat in Rafael Devers, but you want to show them that they made a mistake. And I think anybody that had Kyle Harrison in their organization and doesn't now feels like they made a mistake. It's mainly Boston fans. We hear from Boston fans on social media about every start that Harrison makes because it's like, oh, didn't realize we had that in our organization last year, and the Brewers are getting the most out of him. Of course they are, because that's what the Brewers do. But this is a great place to land if you're a pitcher. If you're somebody that's maybe hit a little bit of a rut, but the stuff is good, this is a good place to come and figure it out. It's been proven time and time again with the Brewers pitching machine.
Yes, he is voting today.
Wow.
He's Lane Grindle, Brewers broadcaster. Always appreciate it. Lane, thank you so much.
You bet. Thanks, guys.